This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump says former lawyer Michael Cohen lied again to Congress when he said he did not ask for a presidential pardon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Cohen told a House panel last week he never sought nor would accept a pardon from Trump, who calls that a stone-cold lie.
He's lied about a lot of things, but when he lied about the pardon, that was really a lie.
Later tweeting, he rejected a personal appeal from Cohen for a pardon, the strongest assertion yet that Cohen may have lied under oath. Cohen tweeted minutes later, saying the president's the one who is lying. But his own lawyer says Cohen directed a previous attorney to explore a possible pardon with the Trump legal team. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And as Democrats press the investigation into Russian meddling and possible collusion by the Trump presidential campaign, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee is raising new questions about the origins of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia released a transcript Friday night of a private interview with Justice Department official Bruce Orr. In the interview, Orr said he passed along to FBI and Justice Department officials information he learned from former British spy Christopher Steele. Steele had been hired by a political research firm to investigate potential ties between then-candidate Donald Trump and Russia. But Collins is skeptical of Steele's information, calling it unverified and salacious. And Collins says the information from Steele is what the FBI used to obtain a secret warrant to monitor communications of Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says he will not sign a trade deal with China unless it's a very good deal. The White House is planning a summit between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida later this year. The trade dispute between the United States and China has begun to affect China's economic growth. Its exports and imports fell significantly more than expected in the month of February. This is VOA News. President Trump said he would be very disappointed if North Korea is resuming nuclear testing after his recent meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The North Korean state media said for the first time on Friday that the summit made no advances and its people were blaming the U.S. for the lack of an agreement. Trump and Kim met last week in Vietnam in a summit meant to reach an agreement on North Korea denuclearization. But that meeting broke down over an impasse over how many sites North Korea would shut down. The United Nations top envoy in the South Sudan offered a mixed picture of progress Friday as the country tries to move forward and toward peace after more than 5 years of civil war. David Shearer told a meeting of the UN Security Council that overall levels of political-related violence are down. Opposition politicians are moving around the capital freely, and for the first time in 3 years, displaced civilians are expressing a willingness to return home. Members of U.S. women's national soccer team have filed a discrimination lawsuit seeking pay that's equal to their male counterparts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The women's team has kicked up its ongoing legal dispute with the federation over equal pay and equal treatment by taking their case to federal court in Los Angeles. The current 28 players are alleging institutionalized gender discrimination. They say they make about a third of what the men's national team members are paid, despite the same job responsibilities. The women say at the World Cup in 2014, the men's team received a $5 million performance bonus, even though they were eliminated. The women won the next year in Canada, but they received $3 million less. A lawyer for the U.S. Soccer Federation says women can out-earn the men, and they receive more workplace benefits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A week after U.S.-backed forces announced that their start of their final assault in Islamic State territory in Syria was underway, there has been little the troops or the countries backing them can be sure of. Victory over the last remnant of the terror group's self-declared caliphate, still seen as inevitable, has been delayed as a wave of humanity fled to the ever-shrinking patch of land that IS calls its own and controls. U.S. President Trump on Friday called Democratic lawmakers' vote on an anti-bigotry disgraceful because it didn't go far enough in condemning anti-Semitic comments. For the second time in as many months, the U.S. House of Representatives condemned hateful speech of all forms. It approved the resolution by a 402-23 vote, with one Republican voting present, although it didn't mention by name freshman Representative Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, and that vote was intended as a rebuke for comments she's made in Washington. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.